Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kraus for a passed ball. Kernig moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metzler moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Calm for the out. Metzler moves to third. Kerr moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Kerr scores. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Durocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Krause reaches second base with a double. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adkins for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Durocher applying the tag. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazary fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musel for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel strikes out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Krause hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Adkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koenig scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Lazzari reaches third base with a triple. Ruth scores. Gehrig goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-2 in the game. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoffman moves to second. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Kraus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-2 in the game. Adkins takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-2 in the game. Pipgras bunts towards the mound. Adkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-3 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Combs moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey scores. Combs moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 7-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-3 in the game. Musel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got two RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-3 in the game. Durocher hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-3 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Krause hits a pop-up towards short. Derosier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires pinch hits for Grady Atkins. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Swanson pinch hits for John Kerr. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3 Yankees. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.